Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me whisper the terrible word from the old English, from the old German, from the old Norse.
Chinese spy balloons consistently flying over the U.S. as green lasers from Chinese satellites are spotted over Hawaii. Food production facilities up in flames. Egg production sabotaged. Fuel pipelines causing statewide emergencies. Power grids attacked. All of these multiplying and alarming occurrences consistently relegated to independent reporting.
Boy, next they'll be coming for the water. Oh, wait, they are. Less than a month into the Biden administration was also a highly sophisticated attack on the water supply outside Tampa.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says a water treatment plant operator first noticed the remote access hack. The bad actor increased the amount of sodium hydroxide or lye in the water supply from 100 parts per million to more than 11,000.
This type of activity and this type of hacking of critical infrastructure is not necessarily limited to just water supply systems. It can be anything.
There was hundreds.
Russell Murphy is referring to the fish now belly up in Leslie Run. He and his wife noticed them last night, barely 48 hours after the fiery derailment, 5 miles away.
We basically nuked the town with chemicals so we could get a railroad open.
More than 250 trains have derailed in just the last decade. Half of those contained hazardous waste. Two more train derailments were just added to the pile in Texas and South Carolina. 10 days prior, the controlled burn of vinyl chloride in East Palestine, Ohio, contains the foul stench of the corporatic disregard for human life at the very least.
Vinyl chloride is very hazardous and very flammable. The other thing about vinyl chloride is that it boils at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's shipped in its liquid form, meaning that when these trains crashed and these started leaking, they weren't just leaking liquid, but they were spewing boiling gas. There's maybe 1 million pounds of this toxic chemical spilling into the ground and also boiling off into the air. Of the many byproducts of burning vinyl chloride, one of them is hydrogen chloride. Hydrogen chloride is really unstable and latches onto water, like just water vapor in the atmosphere, and that turns into hydrochloric acid. So right now, government officials, officials from the railroad, both the governor of Pennsylvania and Ohio are calling burning off the 1 million pounds of this stuff a success, but not mentioning that it means that we have hundreds of thousands of pounds of acid in the air.
This is a success. That ain't no storm cloud. That's the police policy.
Lobbyists have successfully seen to it that their trains and an emergency electronic controlled pneumatic brake system carrying the chemicals don't face federal regulations. Organized pandemics, cultural jackbooting, unyielding and increasing scarcity of food, water, and energy, weather manipulation, and airborne toxic events make for the perfect storm when subjected to an impending EMP event that would easily drive the masses and imprison those that objected into the detainment camps built under the guise of illegal immigration and documented in the 2010 Army publication 3-39.40.
That's right. Humans can actually cause earthquakes.
All it takes in most areas is a little extra push, a little extra stress introduced in the right way on pre-existing faults and fractures to cause small earthquakes.
U.S. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen said on the 28th of April, 1997, at the Conference on Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, U.S. Strategy, University of Georgia, while discussing the dangers of false threats, this is a quote, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. And who is the leader in that? The U.S. and Russia.
And completion of tests in the months ahead of these new super weapons, long advertised by the Kremlin head, Russian President Vladimir Putin, but often thought by U.S. officials to simply be too terrifying to ever be possible.
As a soft and silent war creeps among the heartland under the compromised foreign oversight of the Biden New World Order doctrine. John Bound reporting.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it would take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
And we can skin a buck.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
I'd like to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes.
I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Because you can. Let me hit this big news and go right back to your phone calls. It is a scientific fact for 100 years that things like atrazine and phthalates and a whole spectrum of chemicals attack and destroy testosterone. But they also attack and destroy chemicals in a woman's womb that make the fetus express the male characteristics of its chromosomes. So it's not turning the little boys in their mother's wombs into girls. It's turning them more into eunuchs or drones and not expressing their male characteristics. In all the studies, what these chemicals do is hyper-express the female characteristics. And they go, oh, you're the feminist. You're the powerful superwoman. Yeah, you go into puberty not at 12, but at 8 or 5, some at 2 or 3 now. And you go into menopause at 30 instead of 45 or 50, and it shortens your life. And I've talked about this for decades, and I noticed early on when I would talk about it, national news, I mean, I'm talking 20 years ago, 15 years ago, would attack me everywhere, saying this crazy guy says there's chemicals in the food and water that are manipulating you, but I had the studies. So here's some headlines that deal with this. Science needs to stop using terms like male, female, mother, and father, researchers say, New York Post. Alternative terms like male and female and mother and father should be removed. Because they are dehumanizing us and what we are. Here's another headline. University-level gender unicorn teaches that chromosomes don't determine sex. That's redstate.com, when of course they do. 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. Here's another one. Gestational, that means in your mother's womb, exposure to phthalates and gender-related play behaviors in 8-year-old children, an observational study. And it's a study how babies in the womb that have been tested the blood of the mother show that if you have these chemicals in you, you are more feminine. And here's the study right here from PubMed. So they know exactly what they're doing. And they are hitting us with these chemicals, and then people are confused because they don't have male hormones. They don't activate when they're 10, 11, 12, 13. They never go into puberty as boys. The girls go into puberty early, and the boys then don't have those masculine chemicals in them that activate parts of the brain and activate instincts to go out and seek the opposite sex. And then you've got the depopulation program you wanted. And the system knows exactly what it's doing. Then they confuse things. Viewer discretion is advised here, even though it's blurred out. DeSantis reveals shocking porn books being removed from Florida schools. You see the headlines. DeSantis hates gay people. Don't say gay. That's not in the bill. They make the whole LGBTQXYZP operation about being nice to the persecuted gay people that are all over the news, all over the TV, all over the culture, all over everything, being force-fed to us because they don't produce children. It's depopulation, not against the people themselves, but that's the program. And then they sexualize children because all the studies show if you sexualize them early, they won't be in a monogamous relationship. They won't be in a nuclear family. And nuclear families are a powerful bulwark against tyranny and a bulwark that creates prosperity and wealth and success because that's what we're supposed to do. It's how we're designed. So when they want to eradicate a moth or a fire ant or some other bug, they put chemicals out that confuse the sexual activities of those insects or animals so they don't reproduce. And that's all that's been done here. It's a scientific attack. Let's address it for what it is. But if you take Vincent Price and The Last Man on Earth, which was then remade from the 60s in the 70s into Omega Man and remade in the early 2000s as I Am Legend, for some reason, Vincent Price is immune. And the remake, Charlton Heston, is immune. And when they offer the zombies, most of them are dumb, but the ruling class is smarter, the zombies, the vampires, their blood, and say, I have a cure to fix you. They say, dude, we don't want to be fixed. We're going to kill you. And that's the allegory of this. We have the cure for people that have been chemical attacked, and we know how to help them, but they don't want to be helped. The testosterone of a male today at age 40 is one-tenth of what it was in 1950. Look it up. Sperm counts are down over 90%. We're being murdered. Our biology, our design has been hacked and hijacked. And in the remake of The Last Man on Earth, Omega Man, Charlton Heston at the end says, I've learned I'm immune. I've got the antibodies. You can be healed right now. And the zombies say, we don't want to be healed. And they throw a spear into him. And they haul him up and they crucify him. And that's what this is. They're organizing all the people they've hit, all the people they've hurt, all the people they've attacked into adopting what's been done to them. And that's what that globalist on that airline flight so many years ago, 2006, whenever it was, I'm on American Airlines, first class flight to be on The View. And one of the heads of one of the three largest banks in the world is on the flight with me going to visit his dad who'd been in a nursing home in San Antonio. And we have a 3-hour off-the-record conversation. Off the record, I couldn't say his name. I said, I agree. He said, you don't get it. They're going to adopt the pressure and the attacks. They're not going to adopt and overcome like a Marine. They're going to adopt and overcome by submission to what we are doing to them. And that's it. It's incredible. And it's very, very sad. All right, your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, are coming up on the other side of this broadcast break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me make one more point before I go back to your phone calls here on this Thursday live broadcast. I'm here showing you mainline articles that the chemicals in the water are feminizing boys and hyperfeminizing girls and accelerating their aging and causing all these health problems and cancer. But you don't need to even look at that. You have a giant push globally by big corporations to put little children on hormone blockers, boys and girls, and cut their genitals off and cut their breasts off. So that's just them going to the logical conclusion of that depopulation plan. Unbelievably insane. And then DeSantis reveals the shocking porn books being removed from Florida schools, which the media said, oh, he's anti-gay. No, this is what he's banning. If two men want to go have sex together, that's their business. We're not talking about it. Targeting children with homosexual or heterosexual BS is called pedophilia, and it's wrong, and we will reject it, and we are rejecting it. Look at this headline. I see this headline every day from some other publication. It's a talking point. How drag queens became a right-wing target, from Alex Jones to Tucker Carlson, with these states trying to ban story hours and shows. No, I personally, as a little kid, laughed at Bob Hope on TV, dressed like a woman, running around acting silly. And there's lots of movies of drag queens, and it's funny, and it's ridiculous. You know, we've all seen Police Academy, where the cops dress up like hookers to go bust hookers, and they've got beards, and it's a joke. No one's attacking men dressing up like women. Hell, Steven Crowder does that. It's hilarious. We're attacking people that are attacking children and saying we're grooming you and we want little kids to sit on our laps and teach them about sex. We want you to not target children. It's not how drag queens have become a right-wing target. It's how sexualizing children and pedophilic behavior has become a right-wing target. Let's go to Florida. And Tim wants to talk about the elephant in the room. Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, all of them coming out against world government, to the world government's face. What do you make of that, Tim? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I spoke with you a few weeks back about region building, the globalist plan to have incremental steps with regional blocks around the world as a incremental step toward globalism.
Yes.
And so the comments by Elon Musk, I have to say, they are not inconsistent with what globalists have said back for decades. You can quote, I got Schwab, Brzezinski, Kissinger, Richard Gardner, and Lincoln Bloomfield. All of them talk about region building as the incremental step toward
globalism. No, you're right. I'm not defending Musk, but he specifically says nation states.
Well, I know, but that's the point. They try to make a play between nationalism and globalism.
Sure, you're saying that he's creating a false Overton window where you still have globalism.
Or regionalism. And that's exactly what Klaus Schwab said in his book on the Great Reset. He said that regionalism would be an in-between position, a compromise between nationalism and globalism.
And that's just like the North American Union that the Mexican president called for last month.
Absolutely. The African Union, South American Union, Eurasian Union. I have an article on this Klaus Schwab thing on my website. I hope sometime you can go and look at my website, Alex. I've had it since 2011. It's circumspectnews.com. And it's all played out. And I
say that again, circumspect?
Circumspectnews.com.
All right, I'll check it out. So what do you make of Musk and now suddenly, oh, there's a world government, we should oppose it. What do you make of them going from it doesn't exist, the globalists saying it does exist, and now this so-called opposition?
Well, they do oppose. They talk about a single world government. Well, they're not going there. They're not going there first. In fact,
sure, it's regions they still control, though.
We can't get ahead of ourselves, Alex. You know, I know you believe the Bible. The Bible narrative, when it opens on the beast system, it opens with 10 kings.
Yes.
It doesn't open with a single world government.
No, 10 kings and 3 mega regions.
It doesn't even talk about trilateral regions. It talks about 10 kings, not 3 kings. Now, I know the globalists want to get to 3, the trilateral, but they ain't going to get there for a long time.
Well, they're talking about the Bible. You're right. It's the 10 kings.
The 10 kings.
You have the little horn.
Right. But, you know, the 1984 scenario where the 3 trilateral governments, Oceania, Eurasia, East Asia, their constant perpetual war against each other is what the globalists are going to use, but instead of doing it among 3, they're going to do it among 10. And that's what Kissinger called the new mercantilism, a constant war, conflict, competition among the 10s. That's the multipolar world that they're talking about. And I hope you go and get an overview of this.
Putin's pushing a multipolar world.
Right. Alex Newman of the New American Magazine, he's got a grasp of this. Sometime if you could get him on, he'd be really good to interview on this.
All right, brother, appreciate your call. Let's talk to Douglas in Ohio. Go ahead, Douglas.
Yeah, Alex, first of all, I want to thank you and the crew for all that you do. And thank God. Bless all of you guys. I'd like to talk about a couple things. First, I'd like to say that I called in years ago. Are you there?
Absolutely. You guys call in and then you like start talking. You say, am I here? You are on the air, Douglas.
Sorry.
I promise you.
Thank you, sir. I called in quite a few years ago and offered a solution well before it even happened. And you guys created an excerpt. It was on YouTube. They took it down. And it was called Truckers Could Stop Runaway Tyranny. And I just want to reiterate that we need to, instead of buying sat phones, we need to buy CDs. We need to get out and reach to the truckers and spread your word, Alex. Truckers are the most powerful industry in America, and without them, we will get nowhere. And second of all, I'd like to say, put a promotion in for your products. We use all your products. I've been listening to you for 20 years, Alex, and I want to thank you. I mean, you bring tears to my eyes for all that you've done for me and my family. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I want to thank you, brother. You're right. What is it, like 90% of freight gets delivered by a truck? And the truckers are the most powerful force you've seen in Australia, Europe, Canada. The truckers really exercise their power. Why aren't American truckers doing that yet?
That's what I'd like to know. And I have some suggestions. And one would be everybody get a CD and start talking to the truckers. Another thing is maybe we need some type of crowdsourcing to create like a video truck like Project Veritas did at Pfizer and go around to these truck stops and just sit there and play excerpts of you and all this stuff going on to get the message out even clearer, because we need them in this fight. Without them, I don't think we're going to go anywhere.
I totally agree. We've got to supercharge the truckers. Anything else, Douglas?
Yeah, I'd like to, being you guys talk about the Illuminati, what about getting Fritz Springmeier back on or Doug Wilkie?
You know, I haven't had Fritz on in like 15 years. I tried to get him on like a decade ago. I will try to get Fritz Springmeier on. I appreciate your call. All right, in the order received, Michael in Texas and others. We're going to go to your calls when we come back on the other side. Then Mark in New York and so many others. Stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I've also got some huge poison vaccine news and some economic news and some war news and some race war news. We'll try to cram it all in straight ahead.
I talk a lot about the great successes Infowars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at Infowars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Burning inside to fight the globalists. What an incredible time to be alive. We're not here promoting all the false ideologies and all the distractions and all the rabbit trails. We're talking about New World Order, Mark of the Beast, forced injections, the attack on our children.
The information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at,
right and wrong. New World Order. Work is almost done here, my friends. Here to make sure you're warned. You can make your decision about what side you're on. You still have important work to do. But we have completed the first mission we were given. And now the public has a choice to make. A new world order. All right, let's rampage through your calls. Michael in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alejandro, happy birthday, brother.
Love you, brother. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to mention old Bill Cooper from way back in the day, from back in the 90s, is from where I first heard about you. And thanks to both of you guys and, you know, his book, The Behold the Pale Horse, and talk about UFOs, silent weapons for quiet wars, and mystery schools. I learned a lot from you guys. I'm so
yeah, Bill Cooper was an amazing person.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Sorry what happened to him, but, you know, we got to keep moving forward. And I'm so grateful that I've been listening to you for all these years. You lit a fire under my butt. You know, I did better for myself, moved out to the country just outside of Austin, started my own business, and knowing that nobody, I'm not a socialist, hate socialism, hate growing up on food stamps, and, you know, made it for myself.
Beautiful.
Doing really good. And, you know, your products have helped me so much. My wife is, you know, the knockout and, rocket rest, her favorite go-to every night. She just came down with breast cancer and she's going to try your CBD oil. Because, you know, as, Mike says, it's a full spectrum. So we're going to try that. I know.
Well, you know what grows breast cancer is a glyphosate that's in the water supply and the food. I'm so sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we just got to keep going forward with it, you know, the, you know, doing the protocol and stuff. I just want to thank InfoWarriors out there, you know, get with it, you know, get ready, be prepared. I did send you a little something via the mail. It's in a big old Home Depot box, a product that hopefully you can look at. And if you're interested, you know, we could partner together.
I will, brother. I'll look it up. Thank you so much, Michael. We're moving quick here. Mark in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
God bless you, my brother. I've been watching you from the beginning, and you are fabulous.
You're fabulous.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. You know, I think with this WHO, this World Health Organization, you know, they're pulling a stunt now. What I just read from out of Redacted, they're trying to bring out some new Marburg and a vaccine to go with it.
That's right. That's next segment. Incredible information. They are really getting their new weapon ready.
Yeah, exactly. And Redacted is trying to push on that. If you want to get the information, try to look it up or whatever, you know, you have to do to get it so we can push that out there and make people aware of what's coming next, if that's going to be the one that's coming next, besides anything else with this nuclear war. That's another thing. I feel that the WHO is pushing it and everybody else is pushing it like it's, you know, it's going to be the end of the world. I really believe that they're trying to, you know, have us submit, you know, to anything that they push, because, you know, I don't really feel they want to destroy the planet or the plane. I call it a plane because I don't believe it's a globe, you know, that, you know, we can have, that they can have most of it for themselves.
Well, I know this, they're trying to make us give up, but giving into them only makes it worse. Submitting to tyranny only enslaves you worse.
Yes, we're not doing that, Alex. As long as we're around and you're here, regardless of the matter, we are not doing that.
Beautiful brother, I appreciate your call. Black Rant from South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex Jones. Thank you very much for letting me call in. I love your show, and I've been listening, I guess, for about 20 years now, driving my wife crazy with it. but I have to say that before I found you, and this was a subject from an earlier caller, fatherlessness, my father had a book in our house. Well, tons of books. But he had a book in our house from David Icke. And that was in like 1997, 98. And he called out 9/11. And he called out all these other things and talked about the the interdimensional, you know, entities and whatnot. And I wanted to call in about Project Bluebeam and how this is the globalist last chance, the elitist last final card that they're playing. There's videos all over the internet talking about these
you know, UFOs being shot down and creating sensationalism around it. And our society is so misdirected that that is the thing that's going to encapsulate everything that they want. The globalists are going to get their pedophilia. They're going to get their global government. They're going to get their lockdowns. They're going to get people moving into cities and safe zones and regions, all due to that emergency. And COVID was the first test of locking down and having a global emergency. Could you imagine when they actually start this Blue Beam project? And Greg Reese did an amazing video on it. But could you imagine when they actually do this? People were stunned. I still see people walking around with masks on to this day. Could you imagine if people thought that there was an alien invasion happening? So I don't think it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen probably 4 or 5 years in the future.
I agree with you, though. They're definitely prepping it.
Yes, they're definitely prepping it. And 70 years will be the anniversary of when Eisenhower, next year, February 20th, will be 70 years since when Eisenhower allegedly met with these aliens and formed this treaty. I don't know anything about that. I'm not saying that's real or true, but that would be something to see if next year we started seeing an uptick in this phenomenon.
We will definitely track it, sir. Thanks for the call. Patty in Boston, go ahead.
Alex, I found it very irritating that you were talking about people who live in cities earlier in a denigrating fashion. I think that the fact of the matter is you're a rich kid from the Dallas suburbs, and you're talking about work. You wouldn't know work if it actually, slapped its balls against your chin. Like, I just think that you're not a guy who understands work, man. You're a rich kid. So whatever.
Oh, hold on. Like, let me respond to what you said. I wouldn't say a rich kid. My dad was a dentist, and I grew up in a 4-bedroom house in Dallas, but we were definitely middle class. And I've had a lot of jobs. I've worked on ranches. I've worked on farms. I've worked for large animal vets, small animal vets. I started my show 28 years ago. It's been very successful. I work 7 days a week, and I do know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, run electricity, do basic stuff on cars, know how to change a tire, know how to, cook a incredible dinner. So the idea that you call in and say, I'm incompetent, I'm not accomplished. You're right, Patty. I'm totally unaccomplished. I'm a nobody. You're incredible. And when I say people should try to get to the country, I'm wrong. I've said my grandfathers knew way more than I did, and I've lost a lot of knowledge. So I didn't sit up here and say that I was Paul Bunyan, or that, I was, I don't know who I could say, like, the greatest frontiersman ever, somebody that got killed at the Alamo or something. I'm just related to those people. So you're right. I'm the scum of the earth. I can't find my ass with both hands. You are superior. What else you want to add?
No, I think almost anybody could find your ass with both hands because it's about 350 pounds.
Okay, so again, you're powerful, I'm bad, so we should stay in the cities, in high-rise buildings, and not know how to, we shouldn't grow gardens, we shouldn't try to, is that what you're saying?
No, I think you should just lay off the burger.
I actually don't drink a lot of bourbon. But, let me continue. No. You called in to say people live in the cities, so I'm going to hold you over, Patty. Are you transgender, Patty? We'll be right back. Stay with us. What a joke. Can't wait to talk to this clown. This is entertainment, folks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Some big news on the cancer shots I need to hit before our guest host takes over. The Nolan Schroyer is coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes with the War on 3 p.m. Central. And I don't know who Patrick is, calls himself Patty from Boston, but the crew says they know him, that he's a Owen Schroyer stalker that has come to our events and stuff. So he called in about people who live in the city. I mean, we're not technically living in the city. I'm just saying the cities are control grids, 15-minute cities, the New World Order, all that. Are you mad that Owen Schroyer doesn't like you, or because, I mean, I'm really hurt right now that you called in and said I'm weak and pathetic and powerless. I'm going to cry in my pillow tonight, Patrick. But Patrick, why are you really mad at us, Patrick?
Well, when you're done biting your pillow, you can cry into it as much.
All right, that's enough. I don't have time for like hooligans. I appreciate your call. Look at that guy. I mean, I'm sorry, mommy didn't take care of you and didn't give you the milk you needed. All right, let's go to Joseph in Utah. Joseph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I'm Joseph from Utah. That guy has nothing on you, Alex. Don't even let him get near you.
Listen, oh, I mean, it's funny. Actually, it's just pathetic.
I know. I agree. But he's stupid, Alex. Listen. I need Aaron Burr. I've been out a while, so I got nervous now. Aaron Burr, the town where that train derailed, is okay? Aaron Burr also was the vice president of the United States in the 1800s, and he had a duel with Alexander Hamilton, who was the Secretary of Treasury in Weehawken. Okay, and then he died. Alexander Hamilton died about 2 days later, give or take. okay? And I just wanted to throw that out there. I have a fear because, you know, our dollar's going down to two, and the town that we have this next derailment is in Van Buren, okay, township. And I just wanted to throw it out there. And another item, do you understand what I just said about that?
Yeah, you're saying it's like an archetypal calling card.
That would you call it, an archetypal calling card?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask one other question, please. Okay. And that is, very quick, that is, Art Bell, did he influence you in any way, either radio-wise or in any way, or did you ever listen to him, please?
I did listen to Art Bell quite a bit. I wasn't a big UFO guy, but I thought he was a masterful talk show host and just amazing to listen to him. I listen to Art Bell a lot.
Yeah, because your format with the, what do you call again? Your format, we'll just leave it at that. You have several formats, and he has several formats. You kind of overlap.
I wouldn't call him a major influence on the show, but I mean, a very smooth broadcaster who I respect.
Yeah, he was good. And one thing later, Alex, I'd like to tell you something one day later. It's about Benjamin Franklin and Malta and the Revolutionary War. If you Google that, you will find something amazing. The Knights of Malta and 1,800 Maltese volunteers for the French Navy and Chesapeake Bay during the Revolutionary War, and they helped stop the British, and that helped.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joseph. Dano from Hawaii 50, book him, Dano, calling from California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I just wanted to touch base on some very important things like all the tests and the balloons and all this distractions in Russia. It's making too much sense. I mean, just all these distractions all at once. Everything is coming every day. Now, look at this. Russia's about to declare war any day on Ukraine right now is what the word I hear. They got 97% of the front line up there. They got nuclear war weapons attached to the things out in the Baltic Sea. They're ready. So they're about to unleash on Ukraine. That's a perfect distraction because when they do that, we are going to concentrate nothing about on it because we're depleting our military and sending everything to Ukraine, along with all these other countries. And when that happens, Alex, this is the perfect time for China to take Taiwan. Why? You know that? Because everybody's going to be distracted. And while they do that, there's Japan, and they're going to have to defend and help try to sit there and stop them from taking Taiwan. And that's going to sit there and take what little military we have left supporting our borders right now because we're so embarrassed with the balloon sightings that have been in our country for the past week, and we didn't realize that they were there for 4 days. Now those planes are going to leave. What little planes we have now are going to leave to go help them in Taiwan.
I totally agree. We're being set up for an absolute fall, Dano.
It's over, and Mr. Kim in North Korea is going to say, yeah, go ahead, try something, because I got China's back, and I'm going to blow you off the mat. You try to touch China. We are in trouble, Alex. People need to wake up, and people need to stick together. We need to get the word out, and people need to get it.
I appreciate you, and I agree with you. Chris in Illinois, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's it going? My name's Chris. Just calling in to tell you a little story. It's quite interesting. It was 2021, and we were in South Dakota, Sioux Falls. And I went to, it was like their little park over there. It's kind of like a tourist attraction called the Falls. And we were just walking around. It blew clear day, you know. I look up at the sky, and there's this F-16 that came out of the airport right next to where we were at. And it flew, like, almost straight up, and we look up and we're like, what is it going after? Where is it going? And it ended up, like, we lost track of that, but we saw this like, exactly what the spy balloons looked like. It looked exactly like that, sitting up there in the sky, not moving. We just kept an eye on it for like an hour, and it stayed there, and then we lost track of it, forgot about it. Next day, we wake up in a hotel room, we look out, and it's still in the sky the next day. And it was just really weird. We didn't think much of it at the time, but now that we've seen all this stuff happen with, you know, the balloons and whatnot, it's kind of just odd. And you look at it and you're like, wow, that actually was happening.
Well, sir, people, you know, just see the balloons, they get upset about it. There's satellites everywhere scanning what we're doing. And so it's very healthy that people are starting to actually look at this and be concerned about it. I appreciate your call. Matt in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Yeah, instead of running around like Chicken Little with our heads cut off, why don't we make a plan? This country got hijacked by evil corporations. So why don't the people incorporate? We'll all get our membership cards, right? We'll incorporate. We'll start small. We'll go after, January 6th, freeing those people. We'll concentrate everything on that, and also exposing the COVID lie and prosecuting all the people and holding them accountable. That'll be the first thing. And eventually, by incorporating, we'll create our own currency. We'll eventually divert all our tax money directly to an open, transparent fund, eliminate all the corruption, and make these people obsolete. But let's start this instead of running around and going, I told you so, while we're all getting killed, because this is out of control.
No, I hear you, but the good news is we have to first identify there's a corporate world government that's out to get us. We're doing that. And then expose and fight their policies, cutting off pipelines, cutting off oil production, brainwashing our children. We're identifying who's doing it. We're identifying their policies. And we're educating the public to oppose the policies.
We already identified them, Mr. Jones. They already identified.
No, you're awake, Matt. A lot of other folks aren't awake yet. They're ready for it, though.
The tree has been watered with my blood, with everyone's blood that worked at 9/11. It has enough blood of patriots. It's time we get some blooded tyrants on there, all right? Why don't we start a corporation live on this show for the American people? We're open, transparent funds. 50% goes to the operational aspect. 50% goes to the people. And we start going, because this presidency and all this stuff means jack squat.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to keep this show on the air, but I hear what you're saying. It's easy to imagine stuff. It's harder to do it, but we're trying right now. Adrian in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I have a question in regards to the spike protein. Have you done any research as far as it leading to what's called an endothelial disease? Essentially, that it's going to make us all old. And it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
no, it cuts off our DNA. It breaks the DNA chain and accelerates aging. It does so much. It causes cancer, blood clots. I mean, it's a total weapon.
Yes, Alex, the only thing is that there's a few scientists out there and doctors that believe that regardless if you've been vaccinated or unvaccinated, so long that you've been exposed, that you've had COVID, you will end up with this.
No, I agree. It's a bioweapon for depopulation and sterilization.
So even the people that have been unvaccinated, how do we protect ourselves? Is there a way?
That's the big question. I've had a lot of doctors on. Drink a lot of water, get sunshine, eat healthy food, take ivermectin in cycles so it can cause liver problems, and you can flush this crap out. You can mitigate it.
What about things like NAC and...
No, I had Mercola on, and I've had McCullough on. They said the same thing, NAC. I took NAC this morning.
What would be the purpose of the vaccine if just COVID did the same thing? Why the push?
Because if you look at the numbers, the shot is dozens of times worse than the actual disease, because your body's so powerful it learns how to defeat it. And so they trick people to then take the shot, which then causes mutations, and then they become incubators for it. I appreciate your call. All right, I can't get to the other callers. I tried to get to everybody. We got to like 30 calls today. We did a pretty good job. But in the next segment, I want to hit the vaccine news, so-called vaccine news, and then hand the baton to our guest host that are taking over. And then in 1 hour from now, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, takes over. I really appreciate all of your support. We'll go to break and come back with the rest of the story.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.